Live from GPB News in Midtown Atlanta, I'm Taylor Gant with these headlines. President Trump is throwing his support behind Brian Kemp in next week's Republican runoff in the governor's race. The president tweeted yesterday that Kemp is, quote, tough on crime, strong on the border, and illegal immigration, end quote. Kemp reacted to the endorsement in an interview with 11 Alive.
Obviously, this is huge for our campaign. So very excited to have the president standing with us. And I'm a lot like him, quite honestly. I've been in the private sector for 30 years. I ran because I was frustrated with the government.
Kemp's opponent, Lieutenant Governor Casey Cagle, says he hopes to earn the president's endorsement against Democratic opponent Stacey Abrams in the general election. The Republican runoff between Cagle and Kemp will take place on Tuesday. The Georgia Department of Transportation is continuing work on toll lanes throughout the metro area in an effort to alleviate traffic problems. The AJC reports that a 30-mile stretch of express lanes in Cobb and Cherokee counties are expected to open next month. On I-85, a 10-mile extension of express lanes in Gwinnett County is also set to open in the fall. GDOT hopes expanding the network of toll lanes will help ease Metro Atlanta's traffic congestion, which has been called some of the worst in the world. Commissioner Russell McMurray says creating paid lanes is more effective than adding free lanes, which will fill up as soon as they open. In sports, Angel McCautry will represent the city of Atlanta in the WNBA All-Star Game. McCautry is averaging 17 points and 6 rebounds a game for the first-place Dream this season. The city of Atlanta is hosting a public hearing next week to discuss the detention of immigrants at the Atlanta City Detention Center. A notice for the meeting says the public will be able to provide comments on practices at the city jail, as well as detention facilities statewide. Last month, Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms announced the city would be suspending its policy of holding detainees for Immigration and Customs Enforcement. The meeting is at City Hall next Wednesday at 1. A new investigation from the AJC finds Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms has been a big spender on luxury car service. Documents show taxpayers spent more than $11,000 in the first 5 months of her term on 27 trips. That's more than $400 a trip. It's also more than former Mayor Kasim Reed spent in all of 2015 or 2017. The mayor's office says they have begun booking ride-sharing services after noticing the rising costs of the mayor's car service.